from the first warning to the all clear, Mix 107.3 delivers live and local severe weather coverage from the local names you know and trust. KIOW Forest City, a Koloff Media station.
Out on the field where the stories are told, warrior hearts beating brave and bold. Small town pride in the air we breathe, the spirit of the game will never leave.
All right, welcome to the Warriors Live Show presented by MBT here in Shooter's Bar and Grill on Highway 69 North of Forest City. Locally, you're hearing us on KIOW Mix 107.3 and worldwide on KIOW.com. And, of course, Facebook Live and X. Hello, everybody watching from the Waldorf Gridiron Club pages. I'm Troy Thompson here with head coach Tyler Chapa. Once again, lots of fans here with us tonight at Shooter's Bar and Grill. And how about a big woo ball holler from the Warrior football fans here with us tonight. Let's go, Warrior fans. Make some noise. Yeah, listen to that. Well, we want to recognize, of course, the rest of our Warriors Live Show sponsors that make this happen for Warrior fans every Wednesday during the football season. Pritchard's Forest City Auto Center and Chrysler of Forest City, FCIS, Shooter's Bar and Grill, and once again, our title sponsor, MBT. Lots of fans out here tonight, as you just heard, and you're always welcome to come on down if you're nearby for a cold drink, great food, great fans, and of course, lots of Warrior football. And boy, this Saturday, when I say lots of Warrior football, we've got lots of Warrior football coming up, Coach. Our Warriors are going to travel to Fremont, Nebraska, which I just read today, not about Fremont, but that it turns out that the number one place that people in Nebraska move is Iowa.
Really?
That's true.
Why is that?
I don't know. Well, okay. Obviously.
Well, yeah. God's country.
Yeah. But, yeah. So we're going to go out there to Fremont, and we're going to take on the other Warriors in the G-Pack from Midland University. Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. Saturday, and that is at Heedham Field. Heedham. That's the
we
name.
Should get a trophy that we're playing for, I think. The Warriors against
Warriors. Yeah.
We should start that. I'm going to ask them.
I think they're Lutheran, too.
Yeah.
So it's like Battle of the Lutherans.
Yeah.
I think. Get it started. Bring one over. Bring a little trophy over. Beat them and say, not today. And you're going back on the bus. There you go. All right. Well, let's get into the summary, though, of last Saturday's game with head coach Tyler Chapa. Coach, it's now week three after Saturday night's community night game here in Forest City. We're 0-2. What's your takeaway from Saturday's game against Mount Marty?
Yeah, well, I think we had a good plan going in and you know, still making some mistakes. I think offensively we moved the football. We had it for 33 minutes, you know, and that's a long time to have a time of possession. And you know, when you're not ending your possessions with points, doesn't really matter how long you have the football. So we had 10 drives, and I went drive by drive with the offensive staff, and there was just one thing that would happen, negative, and we couldn't recover from it. So just trying to preach resilience to the guys and keep everybody positive. And, you know, defensively, we were missing some tackles still and didn't play the way we played against Northwestern. And so just trying to be able to put everything together. And, again, we've got, you know, coaches working together for this first-time players playing together for the first time. We're still, I mean, anytime you're trying to build it, it takes a second. And so I feel like I'm saying the same things every single week, but that's just kind of the reality of it.
Well, Northwestern showed us that we can do it, and then Mount Marty showed us that we have to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
So it was community night on Saturday. The weather, by the way, was perfect,
phenomenal.
I thought, for football. Low to mid-60s, practically no wind come game time. What was the team's impression of community night at Bullstore Field?
Yeah. Well, I talked about distractions because there are going to be a lot of people there and a lot of cool things going on, and we need to be able to focus on the task at hand. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, they enjoyed it. It was an awesome atmosphere. And you can't really get much better than that for small college football. And so them being able to, you know, fight like they did, I would have liked to see a little bit more. But I did see some growth. I always want more. And so these guys know this week of practice what we needed to work on, what the emphasis was, and they've been getting after it.
Yeah, big kudos to the community of Forest City. The surrounding towns and regions came out and watched the game, supported Sun Community Night on last Saturday. The Warriors received the ball first, Coach, getting two first downs and 15 yards before we had to punt. Mount Marty came out swinging in the first, having initial possession. They're driving 53 yards and seven plays for their first TD of the game. Tell us about the speed of play and their offenses. I wouldn't say it was necessarily hurry up, but it was very fast that they brought to the game on Saturday.
Yeah, and we knew that going into it, obviously. Coach had a plan. Coach Cleary had a plan. And what you know, kind of gets deflating, and you can see it on the sideline, is when you know, right, like offensively, the plan was to run the football and let the defense play defense, because mm-hmm. they played awesome against Northwestern, I thought, in the first half when we were, you know, struggling moving the ball. So we tried to fix, hey, let's move the football. And so we did that a little bit better. Yep. And you can kind of tell on the sideline that nobody's pointing fingers, nobody's being negative, but there's that look of like, what the heck is going on? And so trying to get that out of people's minds. We can't even let that creep in a little bit. Like what's going on? Yeah. We can't let that creep in at all. And I think, you know, once you're still, when you start talking about certain things, whether it's culture, brotherhood, family, and stuff, and you really are putting an emphasis on that stuff, you have to keep on doing it every single day, because these are the experiences we can lean on and say, hey, remember what happened when we felt like this? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you try to teach the guys by experience, and I think they're going to keep getting better and better.
I think the problem you might have on your team, Coach, is there's just not enough Vikings fans, because if you're a Viking fan, you already know you can go three quarters and be incredibly disappointed and then come out and still win the game.
No, that's not the problem.
Maybe these work on.
We've got other problems.
More Vikings fans there. Yeah. Okay. Well, Luke Valdez had a very good return for 19 yards in the first, setting the Warriors up. 6 minute time of possession. That's off three first downs for us. Talk about moving the ball. We did that. Then got us just short of midfield. But then we had a personal foul that set us back second and 25. And from there, we just couldn't get our steam back on that particular series.
Yeah, and there's things like that that we cannot afford to do.
Yeah.
We're not there yet to just be able to come back from a second and 25, right? Like, especially with what the game plan was, we're not going to deviate from what we were trying to do. And so, you know, we had four personal fouls.
We had
four. Now, some of that stuff I don't agree with, and I've sent some stuff into to the league office, and whatever they do with it, awesome. But just trying to keep our guys calm and have them understand that anytime you are retaliating on the football field, you are going to get flagged.
Yeah.
You are going to get penalized for it. And, you know, as a young man, that's hard when you get pushed first or you get your helmet thrown or whatever. Instinct tells you to go back and be violent back, but it's football. It's you know, it's not anything else other than football, and we need to understand that.
Yeah, we had some chippy moments there throughout the game Saturday. We got that personal foul, and then talked about the others, and we ended the day with seven penalties for 78 yards. Tell us about those errors, I guess, we made earning the penalties, and then your efforts this week as a staff to just get them corrected.
Yeah, you know, some of the penalties I'm okay with, because they're, you know, they're actually in play, and it's the extracurricular, it's the ones that are, you guys aren't focused enough, you know, a pass interference, I'm not super critical of that, but it's the ones after the play, and it's the ones that are lazy that, you know, we just got to keep preaching it, because I'm not out there playing, the coaches aren't out there playing,
right.
And so my thing is, I talked about on Sunday, who am I as a coach? I am disciplined on mental toughness, so that's what the players have to understand.
Yeah.
I'm going to nitpick every little thing. It's not because I don't like you.
Yeah.
It's actually because I love you and I want you to be great. So just constantly reiterating that stuff. It's hard, you know, when you're in the heat of the moment. It's hard to be disciplined in what you're supposed to do, but great teams do that, and we got to get there somehow.
Well, the Lancers scored two more times in the second quarter. They brought the score to 21-0 at the half. So what was the message then in the locker room after the first two quarters?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. We're shooting ourselves in the foot, and then it got 21-0 pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we needed to be able to make our adjustments on defense and kind of wake up a little bit. And sometimes I feel like we're a half team, and I think a couple of our captains said that on Sunday. They feel like we only play half of a game. Mm. Well, now it's up to me to figure out how we get you to start fast, right? I can't just say, hey, we need to start fast and finish faster. There's something that I have to do better at the beginning of the game to get these guys going.
Well, clearly, Coach, something changed at halftime. The Warriors' defense stopped the Lancers at our 36-yard line, and they jumped out on fourth, and won, taking them back to the 41 and forcing a punt. Waldorf came back on offense, moved the ball seven plays, got on the board with Connor Parker. Field goal to 21-3 was the score then. That seemed to get our side of the ball going a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, you said something changed at halftime.
Yeah.
It was the words that I was saying,
that's,
I think.
And
that's what I don't love all the time, because that's not who I am.
Yeah.
I'm pretty calm, and I like to be more of a teacher than a drill sergeant.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like that's what our team needs, is the drill sergeant part of it. But we've got older guys that can take it. I mean, you're going to talk to a guy today that I yell at all the time for other people's mistakes.
Yeah.
And so I think, but you know, I heard him talking to the team, and they came out a little bit faster. So I've got, you know, the leadership behind me, but we just got to figure out a way to, you know, start faster on kickoff.
Yeah, I've got a little experience with drill sergeants, and they do come in handy to get things corrected pretty quickly. In the next series, though, Mount Marty, we had them figured out, stopping them on 2nd and 9 at their 43, but then another penalty situation gave them a first down. That led to two more and then another TD, and I didn't see what they were calling on Keontae Carter.
I didn't
see that. Is that one of the things that you
so he's got dreadlocks.
Yeah.
And you can see it on film. They pulled his hair.
Uh-huh.
And so then he turned around and shoved him. And that's what drew the flag. It was the shove. So, you know, whatever. But I told him, if he pulls your hair, then fall down. You know, because that is ensuring either they're going to say, okay, that's not a penalty, you're flopping, or they're going to see it and throw it. But every time that you do something because somebody did something else, that's going to be a penalty. And I don't, you know, it's hard to simulate that in practice a little bit, but it's a part of the mental toughness and discipline aspect.
Yeah, he still reacted in a way that drew a penalty, and you're right. Then the rest of the game, he was flopping all over the place.
Yeah. At my instruction. That was my instruction.
That's it, didn't that?
Yeah.
Well, Waldorf went 3 and out and on the next drive, and then the Lancers maintained possession through the end of the third, getting picked up. Actually, then right into the fourth, they got picked off by our Jacob Bivens at our 2-yard line. So that was a big play for the defense.
Yeah, Bivens is a good player.
You know,
and he's still a young guy. He's a sophomore right now, and you know, he's kind of, him and Christian are back there controlling the skies, and it's tough, especially with an offense that's going a little bit faster. They're not just dropping back in the pocket. They're sprinting out. They're doing all kinds of things, and it's tough, because if you make a mistake back there, everybody knows about it. And so he's coachable, because he did make a mistake. He gave up a touchdown that went over top of his head, and they went right back to it, and he ended up with an interception, so it's coachability.
2-yard line is a tough spot to start from on the offense, but between Corday Taylor and Tate Richardson, we moved the ball to our 14-yard line. That took us to the 19-yard line then before we had to punt it away, but we were out of a safety situation. Mount Marty started at our 48-yard line, but Keegan Streeter forced a fumble, recovered by Amari Christie, and the offense is then back on the field. Talk about the teamwork on defense that went into that fumble recovery.
Yeah, you talk about, you know, we knew it at halftime. The defense wasn't playing great, but to be able to come back and still be in the game, and not, they didn't give up. They were just kind of, they needed a reset and a little bit of tough love, I think. And so I thought Amari looked a little slow after he picked that ball up, but he's got some knee problems that he always deals with. But I thought it was awesome. You know, you talk about being great on third down on defense and then getting takeaways, and that's a huge part of why we scored that next drive.
Yeah, starting on our 49-yard line, Anthony Tucker had a huge rush for 35 yards through the Lancer 16, and then they picked up an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty.
Yeah.
That gave us first and goal on our first and our first TD of the game, and that was another Anthony Tucker rush.
Yeah, and so the unsportsmanlike on them led to a touchdown for us. And so on my Sunday meeting, those are things you point out, right?
Yeah.
Like, we had four of those.
Yeah.
how many of those led to points? They had one, and they led to a touchdown, right? So I thought Tuck ran the ball really, really well. I thought our offensive line played much better than they did week one, and so it's just keeping all of that and then getting better. We can't go back to the mistakes we made at Northwestern, right? We have to keep getting better, but, keep getting better.
One of the most exciting plays I thought in the game came on our next kickoff. Connor Parker nailed. I think it was, you might think differently, nearly perfect onside kick, which he then recovered.
We practiced that for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And not one time did we do good on it. And it was just more of a, when we're watching film on special teams, I got a lot of starters. I've got a lot of good players. And I said, if they give us a certain look, you guys have to let me know that this play is there.
Mm-hmm.
And after, I think it was after our first field goal by Connor, one of the guys came back and he said, Coach, it's there. And I said, all right, if we score a touchdown, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then I immediately forgot about it. And he goes, Coach, are we going to do it? And I'm like, oh, God, now I got to make the decision. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
And it bounced perfectly into Derek's hands. And, that's a momentum swing right there.
Unfortunately, we went 3-and-out on a loss of 2 yards, and Lancers were back at it again. Yeah. They used their go-to rushers. We heard their names a lot. Malachi Hartz and Kyle Hirsch to go 10 plays, 65 yards, scored another TD. That was the final TD. It made it 35-10. Tell us about the effectiveness of their ground game on us last Saturday.
Yeah, we were confident that we were going to be able to stop the run, and we just didn't. And so a lot of mistakes were made up front that were not made the week before against a better team, which I got to figure that out. Why is that a thing? Every week is different, and so you just hope that you put these guys in a situation where they know what they're going to get by the time the offense lines up, and then it's really up to them to go do it. And we've got the guys to do it. We just got to keep them motivated.
Next series, we went 3-and-out, and that turned it over to Mount Mari for the final drive of the game. They ran the clock out, took a knee, make it a game. Coach, not what we're hoping for on Community Night 25.
Yeah, and I got another, nice gesture from their coach, their head coach at the end of the game telling me how much improved we were. At the time you're shaking his hand, it doesn't feel like
it feels like
you're failing, and it feels like you're letting everybody down. But, after watching the film, it is such small things that we're doing wrong, and they're all fixable, which is a good thing.
Yeah,
but it's just like it's up to us to figure out how do we get these guys to try to strive for perfection every single time.
Overall, we had 11 first downs, they're 26. Both teams showed a very heavy rushing preference. We had about the same on third down efficiency. Our total offense came up with 214 yards to their 381. They had nearly double our passing yards. Each team had an interception in both the passing and rushing categories. They just came up a little bit better statistically. They had fewer penalties, and actually we had the longer time of possession, as you mentioned. Anthony Tucker led our rushing game with 105 yards, followed by Cordae Taylor with 43. Angel Ruiz led our receiving board with 40 yards, followed by Luke Valdez and George Rivera. Christian Durow, we'll be talking to him next. He led in tackles, 7 solo tackles, followed by Luke Beyer, and then the team, each with 4, and then Keegan Streeter came in with 3 as well. Coach, final thoughts on last Saturday's game.
Yeah, frustrating, and you're upset about it, but, the great thing about football is you get to wake up the next morning, the sun comes up, and you game plan for the next team.
Get to do it again. All right, thanks, Coach. We'll bring you back in a bit. Chat about the plan for Midland University, the other Warriors, this Saturday in Fremont, Nebraska. But first, we're going to talk to a couple of our Warriors, starting, as I mentioned, with Christian Giroux, who will join me here on the Warriors Live program right after these messages from our sponsors.
It's 2025. Is your checking account earning interest? With a Gold Premium checking account from MBT Bank, you can earn an incredible 5.00% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000 when qualifications are met. To qualify, have 15 debit card transactions and 1 ACH deposit or ACH auto debit per month. Open your account online or in person at any MBT Bank location. MBT Bank, member FDIC.
FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the Waldorf Warrior football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Shooter Sports Bar and Grill is proud to host Warriors Live each Wednesday night during the football season. Come and see the show live while enjoying delicious hot wings, specialty burgers, tasty sandwiches and wraps, the best pizza in town, and a cold refreshment. Our kitchen is open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 8. Late night pizzas on Friday and Saturdays until 10 p.m. in the bar. Shooters, your home for Warriors Live Coaches Show. Go Warriors from Shooter's Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler of Forest City. Now is a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road with our highly trained staff here at Chrysler of Forest City. Or, if you are looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot, or visit our website at ChryslerForestCity.com.
All right, welcome back here to Shooter's Bar and Grill, the Warriors Live program brought to you by MBT. I just want to send out a quick congratulations to our cash prize where the yard line, yard where the ball lies winner from the Saturday game that we just discussed with Coach Chapa. In the first quarter, it was Juliana Burkholder. The second was Amy Menicky. The third quarter, Ann Logos won. And fourth quarter, Charlotte Peterson. We're going to be talking to Caden here after you in a little bit here, but so congratulations to our cash prize winners. That was great, and we look to do it again at the next home game. I'm sitting here with number three, 5'10", 197-pound senior safety from Columbus Junction, Iowa, Christian Giroux. Hey, Christian, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Christian, congratulations on being the leading tackler this past week. Now, you filled those gaps as a safety, especially against those two running backs we mentioned earlier.
Yes, sir. Those two running backs, I'll tell you what, they're pretty big boys that carried a load.
Yeah. When you're the safety and you're leading in tackles, though, then there are some gaps that we need to fill before they get to you.
Yeah, there is, but a lot of times in our defense, I'm filling in as a low hole dropper, so I'm kind of a free player. I get to fill. I get to see run, fit fast, so it's part of our defense, too.
That's awesome, and he gets you in there, and you're reading the play. I should point out, by the way, your last name is pronounced Giroux.
Yes, sir.
Not pronounced Garot.
No, sir, it's
like,
not.
Like they said it over in Orange City.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Christian Garot.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not it. It's Giroux. You're okay with that? You're used to it now?
Oh, all the time. You know, answering phone calls at home. Is this Garot, Jarrett? I get everything, man.
Yeah, yeah. And if you don't recognize the number, you're like, no, sorry.
That's not me. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
They got to get the pronunciation right. They want to talk to you. Christian Giroux. Well, tell us what brought you to Waldorf. From the first place, we just before we went back on the air, you've been here. This is your sixth season.
Sixth year, yes, sir.
So, what brought you to Waldorf? And tell us about your journey on defense.
Yeah, so what brought me here to Waldorf is I had two offers, Simpson and Waldorf, right? And visited both places, and as soon as I left Waldorf, I was like, man, it looks like they really wanted me, and Simpson didn't give me that same connection relationship, mm-hmm. right? So Coach Henry actually ended up being the one recruiting me, so I tell him, like, yeah, I want to be part of your guys' program. Come here as a running back, spend 3 years in the running back room. Didn't really gain much on the depth chart, didn't really, mm-hmm. really get where I wanted to be on the depth chart. Had a great relationship with Coach Chapa. He tells me to come play for him. I already have a great relationship with Coach Handel, so made that transition, and the next fall I was playing our nickel, getting some playing time.
Yeah. And so you, that's amazing. So you started as a running back.
Yes, sir.
And then now you're at the safety position. This season, you've been a senior for a while.
Yeah, 3 years or so.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years. They call them doctors. Are you getting close to that?
I don't know, PhD, maybe a master's here in a year or so.
you're a senior, you're on the team, you've been here for a while, you're leading on the defense. What's changed for you this year?
Man, I think it's just learning how to be a leader and knowing that the defense is the backbone of this team, I think. Role that I usually am, you know, no one really looked at me. I was, you know, bottom of the depth chart, you know, as a running back, and to come back here, and he's been leading me. He's told me this year, I need more from you this year than I ever have. So I think just leading by example, having a bigger voice. I'm not usually a vocal guy. I usually just, you know, keep to myself, work hard. But that's the biggest thing, I think, is just leading the defense and knowing that we had to make a change from last year because last year was not the team we wanted to be.
So I think you moved to defense like in the spring of 24. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I think that, yeah.
Yeah, so you were in spring of 24. I think I distinctly remember Andy telling me that he was saying in spring ball that you were complaining about it's just a completely different set of muscles when you're running. When you're running forward with the ball, it's different than when you're running backwards and sideways all the time.
Well, a back pedal is a lot different than a forward lean, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So then you did get injured for last year.
Yeah.
So
yep.
You had a medical red shirt.
Yep. Yeah. Like first week of camp, messed up my knee. Missed the season, but yeah.
Now you're back at it. They were out. Does it feel good to be back on the field making plays?
It feels amazing. I've never been in the spot before, and you know, the first game, you know, a little bit of nerves, this and that, but this is what I came to Waldorf for. This is awesome.
Yeah. So last Saturday you had 7 tackles. We talked about that. A career total of 23 starting back in the 21 season. You're already on pace, by the way, because of your position and where you're at and the time that you're playing. You're going to blow past those tackles, total tackles up to this point. What are your goals for this season?
Win football games. I don't care about any individual accolades, honestly. I've been here long enough. I've known Chapa long enough. I want just success for the football team. I want success for him. Individual goals can take care of themselves. I want to win football games.
Fantastic. Talk to us about the defensive backs room and who you have standing by beside yourself that are just ready to jump in and make plays. Because we've seen some rotation, which is good.
So I think our DB room is deeper than it really ever has been. You know, especially the past 2 years, we're more physical this year. That's the biggest change, is taking on blocks, getting off blocks. You know. We're just way more physical than we ever have been. It's great to have Jacob Bivens. He's a new guy next to me. We really clicked. Yeah. We can rotate safeties. We can rotate corners. Mm-hmm. Brady Orr, he's been getting a lot of reps when one of us need to switch. You know, our corners, Jeremiah Hurd, he's been great. New guy Amari Christie's been great. They've been able to rotate. So like, it's just depth in the DB room that's been really impressive.
So when you're back there in your safety, you see a lot of things. What reads are you looking for from your position, and how do you communicate that with your teammates?
Yep, so the biggest thing I needed to work on was reading O-line, right? I get high hat, low hat, so that's going to tell me run pass. And immediately off of that, I just know, like, do I need the help in the run? What's my coverage? And then pre-snap is where most of the communication comes from, is pre-snap. And then post-snap, what are we getting? We getting in routes, out routes, deep routes? Where we need to fit, just stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Good. So how much time, I know it's a lot, but how much time do you spend watching film and preparing for the game, studying the game?
Yeah, maybe not as much as Keegan Handley. He said 2 hours a night, but I'd give it a good hour a night of film. You know, I get through all of our practice film, and then coaches usually have like a, you know, watch third and long tonight, watch first and 10, or possession switch, stuff like that. They'll send out, usually try to get all through that, and then I'll go back and try to read, like, receivers, O-line, and see, like, habits.
So you'll get homework assignments from Coach on what you're going to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yep.
So what are your thoughts now about the Midland Warriors that we're going to face this weekend out there in Fremont?
Yeah, they're going to pick something out on us that they think they can exploit, and they're just going to hammer it all day.
Okay.
So, like, I think last week we struggled a lot with gap scheme. So I'm guessing they're going to give us a lot of gap scheme stuff. They don't really have, like, what you want to say, like a couple plays they lean on. They're just going to pick something out on film and just keep coming at us. They're going to try to lull sleep with the run. They're going to try to take big shots. They got two young quarterbacks. One likes to throw it over the top. The other one likes to run. So they're going to try to hit us over the field, over the middle of the field, because that's been something that we haven't been the best on. But we're just going to, honestly, like, we're going to have to see kind of how they play, because they're just going to pick something out and just keep hammering.
It was community night on Saturday. 6-1 for you as a Warrior. What does community night mean to you as a player?
Man, get ready for some Warrior football. It's like, it's the opening night of the new season, right?
So, yeah.
Like, everyone's excited. Who, we got these new players. We got these new schemes, everything. It's just like, what do we got this year? What's going to be what's going to be the highlight of the year here.
So as a senior leader, once again, just tell me what you think about the way the team is working together on the defense. And then what are some things that you think we do really well and maybe some things we can improve on?
Yep. So as a leader on defense, some things we do really well, right? Like, I think we fly to the ball. Mm. That's the biggest thing that Coach Clary's been harping on is that every single time the ball carrier has the ball, everybody get there. I don't care if you're the backside corner, backside safety, fly to the ball, get to the ball. This year, we're a much more physical team. I think we especially showed that against Northwestern. I think Northwestern kind of thought they're just going to come out and pound the rock against us. We were physical from the beginning with them. So those are the two things, flying around as a leader, flying around and being physical. And then something we need to work on is putting, like you said, a whole game together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're complacent with how we played against Northwestern, even though, like, obviously we had some drop-off there too. I don't know what happened, but we've been a one-half team so far, mm-hmm. one-half defense. And if we're the backbone of the team, like, we can't play just one half. We got to play a whole football game.
Absolutely.
We got to set the offense up in great situations.
Did you stay in Forest City over the summer? Or?
I did.
You did? What did you do?
I worked at Hy-Vee and worked out. It was two main things the whole day.
The Hy-Vee crew.
Yes, sir. I hold the fort down there.
They have a Hy-Vee in Columbus Junction?
They do not.
They do not. Columbus Junction, Iowa is where you're from. Tell us a little bit about life back home and your family and where you went to high school, all that good stuff.
Yeah, there's not much to tell about Columbus Junction, Iowa, I guess. about 1,000 people, just grew up on a family farm, so I mean.
Oh, you're a farm boy.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Family
yeah.
farm. There's not much to tell, yeah.
Okay. So do your folks make it to most of the games then, coming up from Columbus?
Yeah, especially, like, I want to say when I made special teams, too, they were at, you know, most of the closer away games even, every home game. Mm-hmm. I think this year they're playing on pretty much every game, though.
Yeah.
They'll be at every game.
Do you have any siblings?
Yep, I got a brother and a sister. Sister's 12 years older, brother's 9 years older, so.
Okay, you're the youngest.
Yeah, by far.
Oh, by a lot.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool to have, you know, that gap range there. So
yeah. What are you studying here at Waldorf?
So I graduated my bachelor's with an HPE major, and now I'm studying organizational leadership with my master's degree.
For master's.
Yes,
very
sir.
Good. And then after you graduate from Waldorf, what do you think?
That's a decision that I have.
The day is coming.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Chopper to get me another year. I don't know. Can I get another year? No. There's been some thoughts about going home, you know, working on the farm. There's been some thoughts about a strength coach or maybe even like a coach somewhere. There's some things that are, you know, bouncing around up there that hopefully I just don't want to make the decision right now.
It's about playing football.
Football,
being here at Waldorf, enjoying your time. What do you have to say to the folks that are listening, watching, and right here live in the room with us tonight at Shooters about the game on Saturday?
We're gonna keep improving. We've had a great week of practice. We've had two, I think, of the best 2 days of practice we've had, energy-wise, focus-wise. This is a game we know we can get, and just stick with us, man. We're improving. We're a much better team, much different team attitude-wise, especially than last year. We're going to show something here.
You heard it. You heard it right here. Christian, I appreciate that. We're glad you're on the team. Happy to have you on our side this Saturday. Fans, let's hear it for senior safety number 3, Christian Giroux. We'll return with our next player guest, Caden Peterson, right after these messages from our sponsors. Thanks, Christian.
Thank you.
It's 2025. Is your checking account earning interest? With a Gold Premium checking account from MBT Bank, you can earn an incredible 5.00% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000 when qualifications are met. To qualify, have 15 debit card transactions and 1 ACH deposit or ACH auto debit per month. Open your account online or in person at any MBT Bank location. MBT Bank, member FDIC.
Shooter Sports Bar and Grill is proud to host Warriors Live each Wednesday night during the football season. Come and see the show live while enjoying delicious hot wings, specialty burgers, tasty sandwiches and wraps, the best pizza in town, and a cold refreshment. Our kitchen is open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 8. Late night pizzas on Friday and Saturdays until 10 p.m. in the bar. Shooters, your home for Warriors Live Coaches Show. Go Warriors from Shooter Sports Bar and Grill.
FCIS FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the Waldorf Warrior football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler of Forest City. Now is a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road with our highly trained staff here at Chrysler of Forest City. Or, if you are looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot, or visit our website at ChryslerForestCity.com.
It is Shooters Bar and Grill for Warriors Live, brought to you by MBT. And I'm sitting here now with number 8, 6 foot 4, 253 pounds, senior tight end from Van Meter, Iowa, Caden Peterson. Hi, Caden. Welcome to the show. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a tell us what brought you to Waldorf. I asked that of Christian. I got to know.
Yeah, I just really like the coaches and the community here. Just reminded me of my hometown down in Van Meter, just a small little town. So, yeah, I just felt like home.
Yeah, small town Van Meter in the middle of nowhere. They're not close to a big city or anything, are they?
No.
No, they're a small town right next to Des Moines.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and nice. quite a school district, quite a program, yeah. Too. Yeah. Lots of great success in sports. But we'll come back to that in a second. I got a question just for that. But, yeah, Van Meter is a great place, and it just reminded you of that.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Very good. So is this your third season as a Warrior?
Fourth.
Fourth season.
Yep.
Okay. So what does that mean to you, being a fourth season here? You're a senior?
Yeah, just trying to have a good season, win some games, and end on a good note, you know.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it. So.
Absolutely. You played three games in 23, two last year, of course. The two games we've played thus far this season. Now, I think that the Don's got some plans for you this year. You've already brought in a couple of receptions as a tight end against Northwestern, our first game. How are you feeling in that role right now?
Feeling good. Just need to keep improving, keep stepping up, and finding my role more as like the starter and leader on the offense, and just working hard. So
yeah, what role do you actually you play as a leader? Do you, you know, in your own words, every week you're keeping the team fired up? How do you keep them on target?
I've just been trying to be like more vocal. I've normally just been a lead by example guy, but we need more of that vocality on offense. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to step up in that sense and get people going. So
yeah, well, sometimes when you're a lead by example guy, you know, people, when you do say something, they listen because they figure, well, he must be saying something important.
Yeah, so I've gotten good response from that too. I think some guys like that have been here in the past have like noticed that. They're like, he normally does everything right, so we should listen to him. So
there you go. That's right. You can be like me and talk all the time and nobody listens. So you talk a little bit and then they listen when we got something to say.
Yeah.
Well, you play, you're averaging about 8 yards per reception thus far. So what are your goals for the season as a tight end?
Just win games, honestly, is the main goal. I don't really care about personal stats, like Christian said, but just trying to do the best I can to give success to the offense. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Tate Richardson has stepped up to QB1 following Chris Walters' injury in that first game. What are you and Tate working on in practice?
We've got a really good connection going right now. I kind of just went up to him right away, and I was like, don't worry about it. Like, we trust you. Like, you're a good player. And then we've just kind of built a good relationship so far and building a good dynamic on the offense.
Yeah, and it's not just being the receiver part of the tight end. When you're a tight end, your role demands you spend as much, if maybe not more, time with the O-line.
Yeah.
So talk to us about the relationship and how you think the O-line is doing this year compared to seasons past.
I think it's great. We finally have a little bit of depth with the O-line room. Mm-hmm. Bardes has done a great job with them, and the tight ends and linemen have like a really good culture and connection on the team right now on the offense. So just working with them every day has helped a lot, and I've been noticing improvements on my blocking and everything, just talking to them, learning from them. So
yeah, I mean, first of all, a lot more time on offense than maybe we've seen in
recent years, so the line's doing a great job. They keep moving the ball forward, making things happen. Lots of compliments so far from the two teams that we've played, their coaches, what they have to say. So you guys are doing the right thing. Keep at it. We were home this past Saturday here in Forest City at Bolstor Field against Mount Marty. It was community night. Now, this was your fourth community night at Bolstor Field, so what did that mean to you?
Oh, it was great just to see everybody at the community again. It's been a while since last season, and I just love the atmosphere on community night. The tailgate's awesome, the fireworks after. It's just good to see everyone, do all the autographs, and see all the kids and everything. So.
Yeah, and you guys actually went to the middle school and the elementary school, if I recall, on Friday, too, right?
Yeah.
So did High Five Fridays. Coach had you go down there, and the kids love that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. And then you guys also went to the game, at least for a part of it, on Friday night in Forest City.
Yeah.
And of course, the Indians appreciated that against Charles City. So it's really appreciate the support that the community gives to you, but then you guys give a lot of support to the kids in the area, particularly here in the hometown. Now, you're an Iowa guy, as we mentioned, from Van Meter. So did you go home for the summer or did you stay in town?
Oh, I went home, yeah.
Okay, and what did you do over the summer?
I worked as a sales rep at a lumber yard back in Des Moines, and then I coached the high school baseball team as an internship.
So. You can't leave that door wide open for me. You worked at the lumber yard in Des Moines?
Yeah. Not that kind of lumberyard.
That was a sales rep opportunity over there. Van Meter, like I said, pretty good school district for its success, variety of sports. You play any other sports in high school?
Yeah, I played baseball and ran track.
Baseball and track.
Yep.
You ran track? What'd you run?
400s and 200s.
400s and 200s?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I weighed a lot less at the time, so.
400. Wow, that's a quarter mile. That's the big race. They make you go all the way to the end of the track meet to watch that.
Yeah, yeah.
And baseball, what'd you do in baseball?
Pitch, played outfield, third base. I was more used as like a courtesy runner, but.
Yeah, did you play with any Moores?
Yeah, I played with Reese and Cole on baseball and then Reese in football.
So. You're welcome. We sent them down to you guys. How about that?
They were great players.
Yeah.
Helped a lot. So.
Went on to do good things for sure. So that's fantastic. You know, you come from, we're going to talk more in a little bit with the game plan and get that information from Coach Chapa when he returns. But in your opinion, Caden, how does our offense look right now, and what should we be looking forward to on this Saturday?
I think we've had a great week of practice. We're looking really good. It's finally starting to get some confidence. We just need to put drives together and score points, finish them out, and, just finishing the drives, really. I don't know.
It's fun to see the run game come together. We've got some big runners up there, and our receivers are doing a good job. You're part of that group as well, but you also get the opportunity to crush down on people on the end, and how does that feel?
It feels great.
Yeah. That's the best part of football,
yeah,
right?
And it's nice when you get help from your linemen, too.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot easier. So.
Oh, always. I ask everybody, what's your major and plans after you graduate?
I'm a sports management major, and right now I'm going to go work at that lumber yard again. And try to coach, but we'll see what happens. So.
Coaching would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the family back home in Van Meter.
Great parents. They're watching right now. So.
All right. Hi. Yeah. Sorry about the lumberyard joke.
And then I got younger twin brothers. They both just graduated high school, so they're on to their colleges and work. So.
They're not too far away, so do they make it out to most of the games?
Yeah, they come up to every game. So.
Well, your mom, Charlotte, she won the fourth quarter.
She did.
Cash prize where the ball lies contest on Saturday.
Yeah, she was super excited about that. So.
$50.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was happy to call her name. She's played for a few years, so she's all about it. And all right, any words for the folks that are at home listening or watching, or the fans right here tonight in the room with us?
Just thanks for watching. We'll try to get you a win this weekend.
All right, Caden, I'm glad you stopped by tonight. We're very happy you're on our side. Believe me, we'll be right back with Coach Chapa to talk about this Saturday's game. Right after these messages from our sponsors.
It's 2025. Is your checking account earning interest? With a Gold Premium checking account from MBT Bank, you can earn an incredible 5.00% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000 when qualifications are met. To qualify, have 15 debit card transactions and one ACH deposit or ACH auto debit per month. Open your account online or in person at any MBT Bank location. MBT Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler of Forest City. Now is a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road with our highly trained staff here at Chrysler of Forest City. Or, if you are looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot, or visit our website at ChryslerForestCity.com.
FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the Waldorf Warrior football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Shooter Sports Bar and Grill is proud to host Warriors Live each Wednesday night during the football season. Come and see the show live while enjoying delicious hot wings, specialty burgers, tasty sandwiches and wraps, the best pizza in town, and a cold refreshment. Our kitchen is open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 8. Late night pizzas on Friday and Saturdays until 10 p.m. in the bar. Shooters, your home for Warriors Live Coaches Show. Go Warriors from Shooter Sports Bar and Grill.
Shooters Bar and Grill for the Warriors Live Show, brought to you by MBT. And we're in our fourth segment now here. We're entering a conversation with Coach Church. Yeah, they've got good players. They've got a really, really good running back. Tyson is his name. And, you know, quarterback is – they do a two-quarterback yep. deal. Number two is more of the passer. Number 16 is more the runner. And they've got some explosive guys outside. They've got Tim Brown. He's number one receiver, slot receiver, shifty. I feel like he's been playing since 2019. I feel like he's 30 years old. I have no idea how he has eligibility left. But he played against us here at home in 2019 when we used to play Briarcliff when we were still in the NSAA. So okay. I don't know what kind of magic they're working over there, but they're doing something. And, you know, he's a guy that we have to keep an eye on, or he's going to get away from us. So they're going to try to establish the run game, do some play action pass stuff. And defensively, they're big up front, so yeah. we got to be able to handle that. And they do, you know, they're 3-3 stacks, so they're popping an interior blitzer almost all the time. And so our guys know that, and so they know what they need to look out for.
Well, so that kind of answered the defense question. Number 02 for them. He had a good week on Saturday.
Him and Tim Brown.
Yeah.
Look, they're the same.
Yeah.
They're both kind of a smaller, kind of scat back type of guy.
Okay.
And they're very, very explosive once they get the ball in space. And so it's our job to understand formationally when they line up with those guys in certain spots, what are they trying to do with them? And I think our guys, they've watched a ton of film. I mean, you heard Christian. We got a ton of guys like that. You
yeah.
know, Christian takes a lot of ownership, and I've put a lot of pressure on him to be great and do a little bit more vocally. And so it starts with those guys, and then they can kind of police each other a little bit.
When you get after people, even if it's not their fault, but you can put it on somebody. Do you start every statement with like, "Nah, say this with love"?
No. I try to do that more so summertime is foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, I'm going to yell at you. And it's sometimes it's more of a show than it. So they know.
Yeah.
But I don't think in the moment that they know, because they give me the like, "What? It's not my fault" kind of eyes. And but it is their fault. They're the captains, and they should need to be able to correct it. And if they have good relationships with each other, the guy who actually did it wrong should feel bad that I yelled at somebody else about it.
Yeah.
That's the point of it.
You hope so. I was the oldest. I don't know if my brother and sister ever felt guilty if I got.
Well, it's different with the mom
discipline.
And dad. You know, when you're in the locker room and
yeah.
I'm yelling at Christian at halftime about everybody else's
yeah.
mistakes. But then I walked down there again just to make sure that everybody was good, and he
yeah.
was giving the speech. Christian was doing
yeah.
it. So it was that you try to empower their leadership, because
yeah.
it's hard to tell your peers what to do.
Right.
It's not a natural thing, especially if you're all the same age. And
yeah.
so
you
hang out with these guys on the weekends, but then you got to tell them what to do during the week. So
Last year, the Midland Warriors were 6-5 overall. They had a winning record. Losses to Concordia, Morningside, Dort, Mount Marty, and Northwestern. They lost to Mount Marty last year in the GPAC. They visited, it was 28-27. It was a close game, if you recall that.
Yeah.
They visited us on our homecoming last year and ended up getting the win 28-14. Who do they have returning that you haven't mentioned, and what can we say that we should be watching for, in addition to what we've already talked about on Saturday?
Yeah, no, offensively, I've already kind of mentioned it. They got a couple big receivers coming back. They got Tim Brown. He did not play against us last year. He traveled, but he was injured. Their quarterback is back. Three offensive linemen are back, and then their running back, he's really good, and he took a punt, like one of those 28 points, one of those is a punt return to the house, and so that's a special teams error that we have not made this year yet, and so that was one of our closest games that we played with the team last year that we had, and so just getting these guys to realize we belong here.
Yes, we
and,
do.
And I think some of it, most of it, 90% of it, I think is a confidence thing. Like they're like, man, the GPAC is really good, but we are too, and we just need to figure it out mentally, because that's the one thing that Coach McCarty said from Northwestern is, I've got good talent, we're just not there mentally yet. And you know, whatever he says, you got to take that a little bit with you. I kind of relayed that to the team as well.
Well, this year Midland is 1-1, having beaten Hastings on the weekend 24-9, then losing to non-conference UMary in Bismarck to start the season. They lost to them 22-28. What did you see from those Hastings? I'm sure you watch them, Hastings and the UMary films that will make our offense and defense happy this Saturday.
Yeah, UMary, they're Division II, and they played them really, really close.
Yeah.
A good NSIC team, but they kind of did more pass game stuff. You know, they did a lot of the stuff through the air, and then during Hastings, they showed us what they like to do on the ground. And so we've got a little bit of both that we can kind of piece together and game plan together what they like on first, second, third downs. And I think our guys have seen a lot of their playbook and what they want to do.
Last Saturday, they were down 0-3 after the first to Hastings. They scored an unanswered field goal and a touchdown in the second to make it 10-3. Then they did nothing in the third quarter to a Hastings touchdown, but failed. Hastings failed to get the point after. And then another two unanswered TDs from Midland in the fourth to make it final 24-9. Hastings must have done some things on defense well in the first and third quarters that you saw, only to have Midland adjust on offense to have success in the second and the fourth.
Yeah, I think they tackled well. I think they didn't start the game fast, and they ended up tackling very, very well. I think in the beginning they were missing tackles. They were misaligned, it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you're like, what are they doing on defense? Usually somebody's making a mistake somewhere, alignment-wise, and I know that staff at Hastings, and I think they were misaligned, and they were missing tackles, and I think they made some adjustments pretty quickly on the sideline to kind of cover some of that stuff up.
Hastings threw the ball a little more. Midland, like you said, rushed a little more this game, but overall, this past Saturday, their stats nearly identical. I went through them. So my question about that is, if their stats are nearly identical, you're looking at Midland and Hastings, how they played, you see what their 1-3-2-4 offset quarters are looking like. Will this Saturday's test for us against the Midland Warriors give us an idea perhaps how we'll perform maybe against Hastings down the road?
Because we keep all of these games, right? Right now we're scouting Midland, but we're going to keep that game to then flip it around to scout Hastings, right? But not worrying about that now.
Yep,
but
yep.
You're exactly right. Every game matters, not just for right now, but for the future. And so as long as our guys can understand when they line up and they're looking at a picture, right? We always talk about everything in pictures. If I'm the middle linebacker and I see this certain picture, they like to run XYZ in this picture. And so that's been the biggest difference from this year to last year. Last year was more we were trying to replicate it on the field. I think this year we're being a little bit more visual about it and talking about it and watching it and writing it down. And so our guys, they're prepared. It's just they got to be more confident.
So Midland used, as you mentioned already, two quarterbacks Saturday against Hastings. That's what they do. Is that something that we're definitely going to see on Saturday as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
They'll do it that way.
Number 16 can throw the ball. It was almost like what we were doing with Chris and Tate.
Okay.
Chris was our pocket passer. Tate can throw the ball, but he's more of the
runner, so 16 is going to be in the game for sure.
On rushing, Midland is led by that numbers 25 senior Tyson Deckard, and receiving number zero. We talked about that at least on Saturday. TJ Covington is his name. What do we know about these gentlemen? You already said they were pretty tough.
Yeah, Tyson, he's their kick returner, punt returner. The ball in his hands, that's what they want to do. And I don't blame him. He's a phenomenal player. And the other guy's a little bit more. Tyson is a shifty outside guy. Covington's more of a downhill between the tackles guy, and that's what we're going to see from those guys.
Jeff Jamrock is their head coach. He begins his 10th season at the helm for Midland. You know him pretty well?
No. I mean, he was.
Keeps to himself.
No, he does not keep to himself.
No, he doesn't.
He acted like I was his grandson last time we talked. But, you know, he's going to be fine. But the way they took our field. You know,
over our Warrior Walk.
Still kind of stings a little bit,
yeah.
And you try to be cordial and friendly with everybody, but that stays in the back of your mind a little bit.
Let's talk about our Warriors. Overall, we're still pretty healthy.
Yeah, nothing new. No new injuries.
We talked to Tate Richardson on our podcast coming out Friday. It's already on YouTube. I made a mistake there, so it's already out. He sounds like we're looking forward to what Coach Donadio has in the works. He's at the helm at QB1. How's Tate looking?
Yeah, no, they're... The offensive guys are doing a great job,
yeah.
Right? You build a roster a certain way, and then once you get an unexpected injury here or there, it really makes you be creative. And these guys have done everything I've asked of them and even more. And so, you know, Tate's going to be tasked with throwing the football a little bit more. You can't just run it all game long. I think the offensive line proved to me, and I think they were trying to prove to me, that they can move bodies and that they can run the ball. Now we got to get the other half of the offense going.
Heard good things from both, you know, Christian and Caden today talking about defense and offense, respectively. You mentioned in the first part of the show tonight that they've got some corrections that you've been making, kind of hard on some of the players and the team, and make them kind of refocus. How are you saying that both sides of the ball are looking as we roll into Saturday?
You know, Sunday you can look at everybody, and I get to be able to be the one to give the message to the entire team, and you can see the deflated sails a little bit, and so to be able to motivate them and let them know that I said it already, and I've told them 1,000 times, they belong in this conference.
Yep,
we've got the players to do it. It's just mentality-wise, when something goes wrong, are we going to roll over, or are we going to keep fighting? And so these guys know it, and it's just up to me and my staff to keep these guys motivated.
All right, last two questions for you. Coach, what do you have as a message to all the fans out there listening or watching on Facebook Live and X about the game Saturday?
Yeah, it's been the same, you know, for a year and a half, I feel like, and I'm not going to deviate from it. We are building something really good here. It doesn't feel like it right now, but one day we're going to be able to look at this and said we did it the right way. We did it with the right folks. Stick with us. I appreciate all of the support we always get, and we're going to go out and work our tails off every week.
You got a message for Midland?
No.
All right. We'll see
you on Saturday.
All right, then. We'll be back to wrap things up here after a few messages from these sponsors. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
It's 2025. Is your checking account earning interest? With a Gold Premium checking account from MBT Bank, you can earn an incredible 5.00% annual percentage yield on balances up to $25,000 when qualifications are met. To qualify, have 15 debit card transactions and one ACH deposit or ACH auto debit per month. Open your account online or in person at any MBT Bank location. MBT Bank, member FDIC.
FCIS Insurance of Forest City is your locally owned and operated independent insurance agency. FCIS is proud to support the Waldorf Warrior football team along with our local high school athletes. We look forward to watching your success on the field and in the gym. When you need a team to support yours, look to the professionals at FCIS Insurance. We carry all lines of insurance from home to life, car to health, RV, and everything in between. See us today at FCISinsurance.com or call us at 641-585-2925. FCIS Insurance Services of Forest City.
Hello, this is Leah at Shooter's Sports Bar and Grill. With football season back in full swing, don't forget to stop by after the games on Friday and Saturdays for our late night pizzas from 9 to 10 p.m. here at Shooter's Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, this is Ryan Harvey, the sales manager at Chrysler of Forest City. Now is a great time to have your vehicle looked over before you hit the open road with our highly trained staff here at Chrysler of Forest City. Or, if you are looking for your next vehicle, stop in and see our experienced sales staff. Our inventory changes daily, so swing by often and see what's new on the lot, or visit our website at ChryslerForestCity.com.
Welcome back here to Warriors Live at Shooter's Bar and Grill. We're wrapping up for the night here. And, Coach, thanks for joining us once again. Thanks to Christian, Jerome, Caden Peterson. Really appreciate them coming out tonight. I also want to say thanks to our title sponsor, MBT, once again. That's Manufacturers Bank and Trust. And to Shooter's Bar and Grill. We're here every Wednesday night. Come on out for food and drinks and great Warrior conversation. FCIS, that's Farm and City Insurance Services. And Pritchard's Forest City Auto Center, Chrysler of Forest City. Thanks to Mel back at the station, and Josiah Cleveland is right there. He's back on the camera and sound, and all the folks that came out tonight at Shooter's Bar and Grill, that's all you. Thanks for coming out. Join the Gridiron Club. Support the Warrior football team. Come on out and cheer on the Warriors this Saturday at 1 p.m. kickoff in Fremont, Nebraska, and we'll see you Saturday in Fremont supporting the best small college football experience in America. Go Warriors!